This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's now 7 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. It's December the 11th. It's a wet, wild Wednesday here in the Northeast. I don't know how it is where you are, Victoria. Jennifer Horn is here from California. Victoria Keelan is here from New Jersey. Doug Steffen is here from Massachusetts. Yesterday I was with Richie in Washington. We had the DJV show around the country and around the world on lots of great connections. You're probably better at that than anybody else, Richie. iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google
iTunes
Play
or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
There you are. Okay. It's the DJVshow.com. That's where you get the podcast, DJVshow.com. All the best moments of the program, and there are lots of them, as is proven every day by Jennifer and Victoria. So, Jennifer, the Democrats have announced that they'll support the passage of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Right? So.
What changed?
What did change?
Yeah, okay, 347 days after it was proposed. Oh, yes. Impeachment. That changed.
Oh, really? So they want to do something good after they impeach him? They want to have the North American Free Trade Agreement.
The pew marks were on Nancy Pelosi. I don't know if you paid attention. You were on a panel on the day that it happened, but the judiciary and actually all the committee members announced impeachment. Nancy Pelosi was up there. Every chairman from every committee in the House was there. They announced impeachment. I'd like to give special applause to Maxine Waters for not chanting impeach 45 during the statement. And literally not even an hour later, Nancy Pelosi was standing up saying, oh, suddenly we've realized that the USMCA is a good idea and we're going to move forward on that.
Right. So let's hear it for all the good guys. Yay! There's a picture of Trump who doesn't smile well, and Pence behind him, and Nancy Pelosi to Pence's left, not looking at either Pence or Trump, but looking out over at her pals. That was interesting. Economic boon to the automaker. I was looking at some of the specifics here of the agreement. A lot of people have not, because the impeachment thing has gotten so much play that the nuance of the USMCA hasn't been discussed very much. The American motto, say it again, Doug. There it is. American Automotive Policy Council says that this agreement will incentivize $23 billion in the sale of parts and things that are needed to take care of the cars in Mexico. Also, it forces the Mexicans to raise wages. How do we do that? How do we tell another country, and we tell them, we won't buy any of your stuff if you don't pay?
Yeah, if there are conditions,
fair.
Then yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, okay.
It says that parts of the cars have to be, the people that make the parts of the cars have to be paid a certain wage, and I think it's like $16 an hour.
Yeah.
And that's part of the Canada, Mexico, everybody. So Mexico has to, if they want to be able to sell their parts in the United States, they have to give their employees the same wages we are giving ours.
Mm-hmm. So that's a way, there's two edges to that sword. That's a way to keep people from wanting to come up here. If they're getting paid a reasonable wage, it seems to make a whole lot of sense, actually. So that was good. I thought that was a good thing. All right, Jennifer, were you going to say something?
No, I just said it's a win-win. There are just stipulations that, obviously, for us to buy the parts, they have to have them made in a certain way. So,
mm-hmm. All right, so that takes care of that.
What does it mean to the farmer? Have you looked into that? Because that's what I'm always curious about. They say it's great for the farmer, but is that true?
Yeah, I don't know. There's pluses and minuses with it. I mean, Trump has really made a mess of agriculture without really knowing it, because he's got a doofus for an ag secretary, and he's given him bad advice. Trump doesn't know anything about agriculture, so I don't hold anything against him that way. Sonny Perdue is a boob. And so what's happening in the sooner or later, Trump's going to get wise to it, or somebody's going to. I mean, Pence is from an ag state. I can't believe that he's not all over. He has to know that Perdue, with the doling out of all the money and the bailout, with the way certain portions of the country have been favored and certain types of ag have been favored, in opposition to taking care of all of ag, which is what the ag sector is supposed to do. I can't imagine, because Pence is from a very heavily agricultural state. He's not getting a lot of noise from some of his constituents and whispering in Trump's ear, it's time for a new agriculture secretary. That would be my wish, that if there's another Trump administration, to get rid of Perdue and bring in somebody that actually knows what the farmers are going through. And forces or pushes the direction in the, I mean, when he goes around, Purdue says, get big or get out to farmers. What do you think farmers' reaction to that is? Especially if they're smaller.
I wonder how many actually even heard or know he said that.
No.
Because when he says things like that, he's probably in front of some, you know, gigantic agribusiness, and they probably all laugh and go, yeah, exactly. But I don't know that he's saying that to a family dairy farmer, you know.
Well,
I don't know that
message.
They even know that that's what he says about them.
Yeah, well, that just kind of goes with the rest of the problem, Victoria, and how our food supply is being compromised. That was one of the things I talked about yesterday at the forum on China and our relationship with the Chinese, is that how the Chinese are getting involved in, like, every aspect of our lives, and especially food and food production and food growth. And nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody, except people like me, are paying attention. The big ag guys, they don't. That's great for them, because they have Chinese money that's throwing the Chinese are buying into everything. And that was another thing that we discussed, how much money they put into a lot of different companies investing in various sectors so that they can have more influence and more control. It's pretty dangerous, actually. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, any more impeachment stuff? We got all of that. I don't think there's anything else there, is there, Jennifer, really, other than trivial stuff?
They're going to meet tonight, and then they meet again tomorrow. And then I think by tomorrow they'll probably vote out of the Judiciary Committee on impeachment. And then next week the full House will vote. They already have the votes for it. The president is pushing to get the trial underway now. The Senate was supposed to take it up in January, but the president and the White House have said, no, let's just do it during the holidays, which is kind of funny, make everybody stick around for Christmas. So we'll see when it gets started. Most likely it'll happen in January. But today, I think the big story that we haven't talked about yet is that the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, will be testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. So another public hearing today. In that, he's going to talk about his Inspector General report, which was released on Monday, and talk about some of, there's a lot. Number one, how he came to the conclusion that there was no political bias in the investigation, but that there was some bias and that there were 17 instances of falsifying documents to get the investigation started against Trump and his campaign. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how he explains all of that, which was at the start of the Mueller investigation.
Good God. These people. Incorrigible, aren't they? I mean, you get right down to it. I thought you'd like to know what the top 10 emerging jobs are in our country. I don't think there's any surprise here. Most of them are tech jobs. Number one, artificial intelligence specialist. How about that? What do you think? The number one new job for people is in the artificial intelligence.
Everything is AI. That makes total sense.
Is it?
Everything is run by AI now.
Yeah, I don't.
Things that you don't even realize. It's
all right. So is this
definitely the future?
Example of that, Victoria, Waze. We were talking about the fact that now if you use Waze, which you and I do and most people do if you're taking a short trip, Richie pointed out that Waze not much good for long distance trips, but they're now going to report winter weather road conditions. For example, yesterday here in my neck of the woods, your neck of the woods where Richie was 59, 60, 61 degrees. Right now it's 31 degrees here in the farm and it's snowing. And so you look out at the roads and see what, you know, how much more time do I need, especially if the roads are unplowed, to get to work on time or to get to school on time. And so Waze is going to have a lot of snow information where there's black ice. I think that's very helpful, Frank. I like the Waze app.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not much, you know, I don't like going out of my way for a lot of technology, but they have done a good job here. Does Google, with their Google Maps, can you get the same information from them?
They don't have snow warnings, but a lot of tech reporters have kind of pointed out that Google Maps takes a lot of cues from Waze because they know how many people use Waze. And so I would not be surprised if by the end of this winter they'll add a feature on there.
That's
for
the,
sure.
The frustration with Google, though, is that you can't, like if there's a cop on the side of the road, you won't see that on Google Maps because it's not user-based. It's just the information. So they'll give you traffic information, how heavy the traffic is on Google, but you can't see a car stopped on the side of the road, an accident
or
here.
Or a tire.
Or,
that's
or
always my favorite.
Or a couch.
Yeah. Right. There's a person in the road.
Yeah.
No, I think that's that is a good part. Jennifer, do you use Waze? What do you use? We know your way around.
I use Waze all the time.
You do.
Have to, because it considers traffic in Los
it
Angeles.
It does. It brings you around.
Where
yes.
I live. It's like you have to figure out. I mean, there's four different ways to go, but you got to figure out which is going to be the best with traffic.
Right. Victoria, would you give us a quick update on that shootout in Jersey City? There's a policeman, I guess, that got shot along with five or six other people.
Yeah, were killed. Yeah. So there really isn't anything new that I've seen. It was a horrific shootout that lasted hours yesterday. Everything has been shut down. The subways, all the New Jersey Transit, the trains, everything was on lockdown. And essentially, the city officials have said they're still trying to figure out what the motive was and why this happened. It started in a cemetery and it ended up in a kosher grocery store. So essentially they said it could take weeks, even months, to figure out what happened.
I don't know. I think that trail would lead you to believe that there were drugs involved one way or another. Back to, just for the heck of it, the focus on artificial intelligence. Scientists have come together in Europe to create a robotic toddler. According to the Robo Cub Consortium, this is an interesting, the Robo Cub Consortium, several universities in Europe have worked together to create what they call the iCub. Have you ever heard about this?
Mm-mm.
Lifelike robot costs $300,000. It crawls, senses its surroundings, and uses its hands to grip and manipulate things.
Why is this a thing? Who wants a creepy robot baby? I don't understand this. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah. They wanted to do something. Apparently, the Japanese have come up with this a number of years ago, and they wanted to have something that was like it, that was better. This professor says our robot sits down and moves its limbs, but doesn't do the really interesting stuff. And that's where apparently they wanted to match it up. They wanted to have something that's lifelike. Who need? Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, that makes no sense. So it's like you're saying, I don't really want a human baby, but I want a creepy robotic one to do all the same things that a human baby would do. It makes
no
sense.
Cuddle up to a robot?
I want a robotic chef. I'd like a robotic bartender. I'd like somebody who, if we're going to be developing robots, let's make them really functional and useful.
Bartender. Now,
a robotic chef, yes. I would like a robotic sommelier because Jen is busy, and so I can't always text her to find out a wine pairing.
This is probably touching on a sensitive. I was thinking about robotic things.
Were you going to go with creepy sex doll?
No, I'm not.
Okay, no.
Okay, but I do want to talk about sleeping, and I want to send you to MyPillow.com to get all of the things. It's a great place to shop for Christmas presents. It really is. Hand down, no. You don't want to hand down stuff. People are giving, I'll give you MyPillow, I'll get a new one. No. You get new pillows for all the people in your family, not just for you. Give them a good Christmas present. And if you're looking for something that really is special and kind of thoughtful, the new MyPillow bath towels are very cool. Save 30% on towels that actually work. Use the promo code DJV when you are trying to fix people's problems with pillows and with towels and with mattresses and with sheets. All that good stuff made in the USA. All these towels specifically are they're different because they absorb water. Duh. 60-day money-back guarantee, MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV for all the best prices.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Green onions and ham. This is one of the great tunes that came from Stax Records. Are they still around today? I think they are, aren't they?
Stax Records?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just there a couple of years ago.
Really?
I toured the studios.
But cool. Do they have new artists on Stax?
They do.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
The Stax Museum, the Soul Museum in Memphis, is one of the best things in this country.
Yeah.
Everyone who goes through Memphis, I know Graceland's cool, but you've got to go to the Stax Museum.
Yep.
The Stax Wax Museum, that's what it's called. The musical legacy of this soul label is being explored in a limited edition 8-LP box set from subscription service Vinyl Me, please. The anthology, The Story of Stax Records, features 8 albums from this label, originated in Memphis. The period that they were most influential was from 1957 to 1975. Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Booker T and the MGs, Isaac Hayes. You'll be right into this, Rich. You like this group.
I love it. I got to meet Steve Cropper, one of my heroes on guitar, and great thing. So Booker T and the MGs was the house band for the Stax studio. So they would play on the Otis Redding, and they this is
Steve like the
Cropper
crew
on Soul Man. Play it, Steve. Right. That's it.
Every album in the box set has been pressed onto 180-gram vinyl. The Story of Stax Records follows Vinyl Me, Please's previous 2019 explorations of Blue Note Records. This is such a fabulous song. Crank it up, Richard. Ooh, damn it, Dave. Can't sit still for this. The Story of Stax Records be accompanied by a 6-part exclusive podcast about the history of Stax and the records that have made their way into the anthology. Podcast features interviews with Booker T. Jones, who's Booker T., William Bell, Steve Cropper, and Robert Gordon, who's a journalist who wrote about the box set's extensive. All the liner notes in there come from his writing about all these guys. Stax Records altered the history of American music, created pretty much an entire generation of new superstars from this little theater on Macklemore Street in Memphis. Mm-hmm. The eight albums, in their own small way, chart the voyage of Stax from a label based in a garage to one of the most important labels, certainly soul labels. Of
every bit as important as Motel.
Yeah, right. I don't know if people all think that, but it is Stax. It was a different feel. It's like the Philadelphia sound. Different than Motown, but a lot of people put them all together.
I sat rude. Behind Booker T. Jones on an airplane going to Jazz Fest one year.
Yeah.
And was shocked that he was back in coach with us little people.
Yeah. All right, next up musically is Rod Stewart. Reaches a new career milestone nearly 50 years into his career. Rod has achieved a first as his new album, You're in My Heart, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, became his first number one on the classical album chart. The honor arrives just over a week shy of the 50th anniversary of his Billboard chart debut. Made his first appearance with the Rod Stewart album, entered the Billboard 200 on December 13th, 1969. That's quite a... that's really quite an accomplishment when you think about the half century he's been around. 74 years old now. He's earned 4 number one albums, 4 number one songs on the Hot 100. Maggie May topped the Hot 100 for 5 weeks in 1971. Tonight's the Night was 8 weeks. Do You Think I'm Sexy, 4 weeks. All for Love with Bryan Adams and Sting was on the top for 3 weeks. So he's got quite a, he's got a lot of notches in his belt. Very cool. Rod Stewart here at 28 after the hour.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Republicans certainly not happy about House Democrats filing articles of impeachment against President Trump. They charge him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accusing Democrats of trying to remove a president simply because they dislike him. At a rally last night in Hershey, Pennsylvania, President Trump was suggesting the same thing.
But the impeachment hoax is about overturning your great 2016 vote, or in the alternative, trying to win the 2020 election. That's not going to happen.
The president's to sign an executive order today that interprets Judaism as a nationality and not just a religion. They say that it's designed to fight what the president views as anti-Semitism on college campuses. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the Wednesday, December 11th program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. There is always at this time of year a focus on the Time Person of the Year. Gets announced toward the end of the year. Who is it, Victoria?
Yes. So there were five people on the short list this year. It was Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, the whistleblower, the Hong Kong protesters, and the girl who is the winner, the 16-year-old Swedish climate change activist, Greta Thunberg, is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. She, of course, has been very visible this year. She's been the inspiration for Fire Drill Fridays that Jane Fonda's been doing down in the Capitol. Every Friday, she's been arrested and for protesting climate change or lack of legislation for climate change to combat it. And Greta is basically, you know, I'm kind of amazed. I was with my cousin a couple weeks ago, and she has an 8-year-old son, and we went out to lunch, and Jake said, when the waitress came over,
really?
the 8-year-old, and Jake said, no straw, please. And I looked at him, and I said, when he ordered a soda, and I said, oh, I said, what made you do that? And he says, Greta. He goes, everybody looks up to Greta. And it's kind of, I think it's really cool. And they're learning, these kids are learning about the effects that pollution has on climate change, carbon emissions, things like that. So I think that that generation is very heavily influenced by kids like Greta. And so congratulations to her. I'm sure this is not going to be a fun day for Donald Trump because, you know, he famously mocked her at the UN climate summit this year.
That wasn't smart. That wasn't the smartest thing he ever did.
Yeah, but you know, but so I'm sure he won't like that she actually beat him. He's been nominated 4 times now. Four years in a row. Yep. He's been on the short list 4 years.
Uh-huh. The Afghanistani report is out. Kind of landed with a thud. Detailing how this administration, the past administration, the administration before that, and the administration before that misled the public, misled the American people about the 20-plus years of us being in Afghanistan. Mostly lawmakers have ignored the signs for whatever the political reasons. George Bush is at the top of the fault list here. And he came under scrutiny. You know, I've talked off and on about this panel I was on yesterday, focusing on China and what's going on in China, and the leadership or lack thereof of people willing to look the other way. And George Bush really became the landslide, and it kept going downhill after that. Obama, a real culprit in all of this. But Bush really kind of dug the hole.
But doesn't this report kind of show that even though the presidents have changed, whatever our military advisors
what the president has to do. Well, it isn't what the president has to do.
Well,
the president's got a mind of his own.
If your entire National Security Council is telling you, we need to be in Afghanistan, we need to do X, Y,
well,
Z.
Then that tells
really
you why you need to be careful of the military-industrial complex, then.
It's true.
If that's what the influence, that's what this all really means.
I think that's more powerful than the president himself.
Yeah. Well, it's a danger. It's a real danger. And that's what, you know, the danger with the Chinese is. The war that we have, that we're engaging with the Chinese isn't hot, never will be. It's all this other stuff that they can use to be far more successful, far less expensive to try to separate us, you know, and divide us. And, you know, what the old business about, was it Marx who said you'll fall from within? I'm paraphrasing something that I think he said. But yeah, you know, here we are. We're separating ourselves by arguing about everything. Everything.
I'd love to see who has stock in those things. You know, the people who are advising our government on what on foreign policy and things like that. I'd love to just do a little
stock portfolio
deep dive.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine? There has to be a money trail. People are motivated by money. It's the only thing that would even make any of us or make any of like those advisors say, oh, we need to go to Saudi Arabia or Iraq or Iran or wherever.
Yeah, how do you think politicians have so much money when they retire?
That's it.
I mean, I know the Panama Papers showed a little bit of that, but when that kind of got exposed, but
more and more all the time. Speaking of money, there's a church that has been accused of pushing people to give blood so that they can get donation money. A lot of politicians are connected to this particular church, apparently. I find this stuff sickening, frankly, selling your blood for money to donate to keep the church running. It's just, they called it bleeding for seed, involving young people giving the church money from blood donations. And apparently with some churches it's become normalized. So it's just, these people. There is a Harris County, Texas. Officials today are reviewing the county's contract with the city funeral home. Apparently the funeral home, which takes care of pretty much everybody that dies in this community, mixed up two bodies. They accidentally cremated a man whose family intended to have him seen and then buried. What do they call that? Open casket, but it's called a viewing. They want to have him viewed. So, family goes, we shouldn't probably laugh about this. The family goes to the funeral home and opens up the casket. And the guy in the casket's not their brother or father or uncle. It's somebody they don't even know. And it turns out the uncle had been cremated, and this guy was supposed to have been cremated. So what are you doing?
Can you imagine if there was, like, some sort of religious reason why you couldn't be cremated?
Yep.
Wow, that's the end of that business.
Yeah, right. Talk about big-time lawyer and lawsuit stuff. Time for us to get healthy the right way. We're all eating. We're all enjoying. I had lots to eat when I was in Washington, Richie, over the last 24 hours.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it was, I had one of this, we went to a restaurant on Wednesday night. We had the best meal. It was a wonderful meal. It wasn't overdone. It was just a nice meal. And we like those nice meals during the holidays. We like nice meals all the time. Sometimes they can, maybe they come few and far between. Maybe some of them come a little more frequently at this time of year than you would like. So you start putting on the pounds. So don't wait till January to get on the defensive. Go to Calitrin.com right now and look at how well you can keep your weight where it is so you don't gain weight. Maybe you'll lose some weight, but you can eat the way you want to, have the energy that you want, and get onto the Calitrin diet and prevent yourself from gaining 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. How much do you gain over the Christmas holidays, Richie, normally every year?
A good 5 or 6.
Yeah. Victoria, it's not polite to ask a woman, so don't feel left out unless you want to tell us. I wouldn't ask.
I honestly don't ever keep track of that, but I'm kind of, Rich and I were just talking, I'm in a fitness kick right now, so hopefully I won't be gaining anything this year.
Good luck
with
that.
Uh-huh. Good. Well, see, that's it. Fitness, taking Calitrin. So if you want to enjoy yourself, but you want to have sort of a way to stave off the problem of gaining the weight, that's why you get on Calitrin now. Calitrin, the healthiest all-natural way to engage in weight loss activity. Been around for more than 20 years. All natural, no drugs, no stimulants. Take 4 capsules before you go to bed and let it do its work. That's how. And then 90 days is when you are going to start seeing the change. Stay with it for about 4, 5, 6 months, and you will not only lose the weight, but you'll keep it off. Buy 3 and get 3 free right now. The Christmas special for weight loss. Get it started now. Cal, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, when you think about it? Calitrin.com is the website. Use the code DJV. Yep, the promo code DJV. So you get 3 at the regular price. Get 3 free at Calitrin.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. Coming up on 45 past the hour here on the DJV program, Surviving the Holidays A lot of people think it's not very easy. Family functions, office parties. We're just talking about all the things you get to eat and so much fun. And then how much time have you spent searching for the perfect gift? No surprise, some of you find it difficult to experience the true meaning of the season. So we've invited entertaining expert and chef Cece Carmichael to share some hot tips with you surviving this season of stress. First of all, let's talk about, Cece, the travel, the people who are traveling for the holidays. I'm one of those. I'm getting started early, though. So what do we do to make it a little bit less taxing?
Yeah, I think I read that there's going to be record numbers of people traveling by car and by plane. So basically, you know, you have to have sort of a zen-like approach if possible and prepare for anything because something inevitably will go wrong. And also to use the best and most available planning resources. This time of year, everybody's making New Year's resolutions. Mine personally is to travel more in the coming year, and I think a lot of people share that. They want to go out and see the world. Yeah. And I happen to adore booking.com as my go-to search engine. Because it's so easy to book a trip, whether you want to be active or you want to travel with your pets or, you know, with kids, without kids, they have these great filters to help you find the perfect place to kick off your new year and all your resolutions. And the great thing about it, they have 197 million reviews from real users, so that your travel expectations can actually match up to the reality of where you're going. I've used those filters and I've used those reviews, last minute booking of hotels. I did the Ring Road in Iceland and had no reservations at all, and I used booking.com throughout the trip and it was flawless. I can't even tell you, I was so happy.
All right, shopping. Let's talk about that and how we avoid the stress there. I noticed you had an idea to shop at one place instead of having to go all over the place.
Yeah, I think we all tend to go like, oh, I've got to go over here for the food. I got to go here for the gift wrap. You know, try to think about places that have it all, like a one-stop shop. And my go-to, especially all year round, especially during the holidays, is Dollar General because, you know, basically they've got household cleaning essentials to make your house sparkle for when people come over. And they've got, you know, great gift ideas for everyone on your list, from electronics to music to toys to beauty. And if you're hosting guests and you like, oh my gosh, Uncle Fred is bringing his entire family, I've got to run out and get more food. It's a great place. There's 16,000 locations, so there's always one close to you, so to run out and pick up those last minute food items and also those last minute, like, oh my gosh, they're bringing me something, I need to go buy a little bauble for them. So it's just kind of a terrific resource to have.
All right, hosting a party, where do we get the best stuff? If you're having a party at your house, for example.
Well, I think that, you know, again, for Dollar General, it, to me, is just sort of, you know, getting all the, like, your paper goods, your napkins, your plates, your forks, your cups, and plus all the food there. But, you know, I like to have a lot of little snacks rather than have, like, a giant, one big giant thing. I call it tapas. That's how I make it seem very exotic. I call it tapas.
Yeah, right. Cool.
And have little sort of snack things for people to munch on. And always kind of be prepared, plan ahead, stock your pantry, stock your refrigerator, because, you know, what the thing about the holiday seasons is you can expect the unexpected, whether it's a snowstorm or lake planes or people bringing extra people or people not showing up. You know, embrace the good as opposed to the perfect.
BetterStuffForLife.com is the website for more info. BetterStuffForLife.com. Thanks to Cece Carmichael.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is John Williams, isn't it, Chucker?
Yes.
Theme from
yes.
Superman? Yeah, this is fabulous. Great, great stuff. Superman in the focus as we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here at 54 past the hour on the DJV program. So what do you have for us from Super Duper?
Well, this week in movie history, Doug, December 10th, 1978, Superman actually premiered in Washington, D.C.
Really?
Yeah.
How many premieres in Washington? Why was it in
I don't know. I don't know, but it premiered in Washington, D.C. It went on to be the second highest grossing film of 1978 behind Grease. Yeah. Cast an unknown actor in Christopher Reeve as the Man of Steel. Some brilliant casting. I don't think Superman could have been better than what Reeves brought to the big screen.
Marlon wasn't Hackman the bad guy? Wasn't Hackman?
He played Lex Luthor.
Right.
He played Lex Luthor. I thought he did a really good job. And Marlon Brando was a ton of money. For about 12 or 13 minutes of screen time. But yeah. He is interesting when you watch that, especially on the big screen. It was an interesting choice.
I remember the story. For that time,
good.
He demanded $5 million to do 3 days' worth of shooting or something.
Yeah.
And got it.
And he had a lot of weird requests. Believe it or not, one request he had, he actually proposed to the producers that he portray Jor-El as a green bagel in a suitcase, and he would voice the role. He had some weird, really weird ideas that they didn't go with, but interesting actor, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, very eccentric, to be
and,
sure.
And personality. But anyway, who would have thought 1978 when Superman was released, and then you go flash forward to 1989, Tim Burton's Batman, two really staple superhero films, which really changed the game. And we live in a time where primarily the main genre in the industry is superheroes, where every actor and actress in the business wanting to get their hands on one of these roles because they can demand a very hefty paycheck and live very comfortable for the rest of their life. I mean, that's just the reality.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, highly anticipated, the Skywalker saga. Apparently,
really, I haven't heard about it. Tell me about it.
I haven't heard anything about it. Disney Studios said in a statement with the Epilepsy Foundation, viewers have been warned the film contains several sequences with imagery and sustained flashing lights that could affect those with photosensitive epilepsy. I found that kind of an interesting health warning for this Star Wars movie. Do you ever remember hearing anything like that before? Because there are a lot of movies that are...
I'm sure that has happened during certain movies with people who with that condition. So I guess maybe there's just extensive use of that, and they know they just want to put out a warning. Probably a good idea.
You see that Paul Rubens, Pee-wee, is going to tour to celebrate the anniversary of his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure. What in the world?
I did not see.
20 cities.
I haven't heard of him in quite some time, actually.
No. Who would buy a ticket to see?
I know I have 5 friends who've already bought tickets.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you grow up on Pee-wee's Playhouse, then Pee-wee's Big Adventure and all the other things, like, it's...
Really? They are classic movies.
Yeah.
Are they? All right. Anyway,
plus it's also the first time Tim Burton ever directed a movie, and look at where that and it's so crazy when you watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I'm a Tim Burton fan, so there are so many little things in that movie that became, you know, kind of his signature for the rest of his career.
Very accurate. By the way, did anybody get a chance to watch a new trailer to Sony Pictures' new Ghostbusters Afterlife? Starring Paul Rudd. I thought it was a really good trailer. It sets a really different type of tone, but I think it's the way to go. It does not show any of the original cast members, although you do hear Bill Murray's voice in the trailer, but it's sort of really aping what they've done on Stranger Things. That's really the feel of this new movie.
There's a movie
out
this summer that I'm trying to remember now. Isn't that awful? One of the Ryans, I think it's Reynolds, stars in a movie about a teller who then decides to rob the bank. Have you seen the trailer for that? It was shot in Framingham at an old bank.
Yeah, I did. I did not.
Yeah,
he's become a very hot property in the business though, since the success of Deadpool. He's been around for a long time. Never really gained the success. Had a lot of misfires, but once Deadpool became a massive hit, he's got his choice. Overalls. One other bit of news I want to point out. Netflix has said that 24 million viewers have watched The Irishman in its first week on Netflix, with 17 million watching it in its entirety, although no one can actually verify that if that is accurate.
Right. All right, Chucker. As usual, a thorough job going through the movie news. This is Movie Moments on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.